In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is not chained. The Word of God breaks chains under the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you know today that you are loved with an everlasting love? Oh, you don't deserve it, neither do I, but it has nothing to do with deserve. It has to do with a gift from God, from the cross. You have been loved by God on the cross. He loves you. People say, I don't know if I believe in Jesus. Well, look on the cross. Look on the cross and see the love that he has for you. Oh, yes. This love is eternal. This love is all-powerful, that Jesus Christ died for us and that he loves us with an everlasting love. I'm going to be looking at the 1 Corinthians talking about the institution of the Eucharist, but I want to take you first to John's Gospel, verse 6:28. Number 6:28. Then they said to Jesus, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Works, plural. Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, the Opus Dei, that you believe in him whom he has sent." The work of God is to believe in Jesus whom he has sent. And why did he send him? So that we might be saved, so that we would go to heaven, so that we would live on the earth as free from sin, because we confess our sin in the sacrament of penance. Oh yes, how great is the Lord! How great is the Lord! This is the work of God, that you believe in him, Jesus, whom he has sent. So they said to Jesus, "What sign are you going to give us so that we may see and believe you? What work are you performing?" My Lord, they've seen Jesus cast out demons. They've seen Jesus heal the leper. They've seen Jesus open the ears of the deaf. And now they're saying, "What work are you going to perform?" Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives presently the true bread from heaven." Who is this true bread from heaven? It's Jesus himself. Let's continue. "For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Oh, yes. The Eucharist has come down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus has come down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life." Oh, my. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you, you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away." This is such an important scripture to me. John 6:37. Anyone who comes to Jesus, he will never cast out. No matter what you've done or how many times you've done it or that you never prayed, Anyone who comes to Jesus, he will never cast out. I have come down from heaven to do the will of the Father. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should not lose anything of all that he has given me, but I should raise it up on the last day. You see, the Father gave you to Jesus. You are the gift that the Father gave Jesus, you, me, by the grace of God. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life. Eternal life is this, to know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That all may see the Son and believe in him, that you may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. Then the Jews began to complain about Jesus because he said, I am the bread of life. Remember, I am is the name of God that came down from heaven. They were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say, I have come down from heaven? Because he has come down from heaven. He is the gift to the world, to all who believe in him, so that we would not go to hell, that we would be members of his body, the church, the mystical body of Christ. Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless they're drawn by the Father who sent me. If you've come to Jesus, the Father has drawn you. Oh yes, no one can come to me unless the Father draw them. The Father drew me to Jesus in 1968 like never before. The Father drew me to Jesus, and he put a new song in my mouth. The song is all about Jesus, all about the wonderful Jesus. And I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets that they shall all be taught by God. All be taught by God. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. Jesus is God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not to Buddha, not to Mohammed, but to Jesus. Anyone who hears and learns from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Jesus came down from God. In Italian, during Christmas, they sing, Tu scende dalle stelle, you came down from heaven, from the stars. You are the one that God sent. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in Jesus has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give him is my life of the world to come. I will give for the life of the world to come, and that is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Oh yes, at Mass we eat his flesh and drink his blood. The blood is contained in the flesh. Oh yes, how we need to know that we have eternal life because we believe in Jesus, because we believe that he gave his life for us, that we believe that he is the bread come down from heaven. We believe that we have been given to Jesus by the Father as a gift. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike what your ancestors ate and died, the one who eats this bread will live forever. And he said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. I love that synagogue at Capernaum. The ruins are still there, and I proclaim the sixth chapter of John to the people when we're on pilgrimage. Oh yes, right here Jesus spoke, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. How we need to know. It's not only the Word of God, it's the Word of God, but it's the Word made flesh. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man and to drink his blood, we have eternal life. So he said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to God, where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken are spirit and life." Oh yes, the words that Jesus spoke, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood," are spirit and life. "But among you there are some who do not believe, for Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who were the ones that would believe him. And he said, 'For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by my Father.' Because of this, 'Eat my flesh and drink my blood,' many of his disciples," not Sunday Catholics, disciples who left everything, "turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, 'Do you also wish to go away?' Simon Peter answered Jesus, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God, the Messiah. We have come to believe and also to know that you are the Holy One from God.' Jesus answered them, 'Did I not choose you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil.' He was speaking of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, though he was one of the 12, was going to betray Jesus." Oh my, he was going to betray Jesus. I have to say, I would never want to betray Jesus. I would never want to betray Jesus. He has given me life on earth and eternal life through his Spirit. Oh yes, many years ago when they had a baptism, the question was, what do you want from God's church and what do you want from Jesus? And the answer was eternal life. Eternal life began in me at baptism, and eternal life continued in me as I eat his flesh and drink his blood. I have eternal life. I'm looking at 1 Corinthians 11:23. "For I received from the Lord," not from the apostles, but from the Lord, "that I also handed on to you. That word is tradition, to hand something on to people. That the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you." Not, "This is like my body." "This is my body. This is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembrance is the word that says make present. Do this to make presence. It's the same presence that came to us on the cross. It's the same presence that came at the Last Supper. In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Anamnesis, in remembrance, to make present. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Oh yes, the Lord's death is proclaimed every time a priest or an Orthodox priest celebrates the Eucharist. The Lord's death is proclaimed. But not only his death, we receive the risen Lord in the Eucharist. "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be answerable for the body and blood of the Lord." In other words, this is the body and blood of the Lord. If we eat this bread and drink this cup unworthily, we are sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. "Examine yourselves. Examine yourselves. And only then eat the bread and drink of the cup. For all who eat and drink without discerning the body," that this is the body of Christ, "eat and drink judgment against themselves." In other words, we are not going up to the altar to receive a Necco wafer. We are going up to the altar to receive the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we will not have judgment against us because we believe. "For this reason, many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves, we would not be judged. For when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined," oh yes, "so that we may not be condemned along with the world." No, God's people aren't going to be condemned along with the world. Especially those who eat his flesh and drink his blood. What about our Protestant brothers and sisters? I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe that as I eat the body of Christ and drink his blood, I'm doing it for myself and from the whole body of Christ. And I believe that they who preach the word of God are doing it not only for themselves, but for the whole body of Christ. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If you are hungry, eat at home, so that when you come together, it will not be for your condemnation. About the other things, I will give instructions when I come. It's very clear what Jesus is saying, that unless we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we have no life in us. It is very clear what Jesus is saying. It's so important that we believe that the Eucharist is the summit of God's presence. The summit of God's presence. He is the fullness of God's presence in the Eucharist. Why? Because it's Jesus that we receive. It's not a symbol. It's the very body of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking now at chapter 12 in 1 Corinthians, but I want to say a couple of words. Chapter 12 and 14 are about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the charismata, the charisms. But it comes between 13 that the charisms must be ministered to in love. 13 is love. And not because I have a Wilkie button that I speak in tongues, you know. I speak in tongues to edify myself by the grace of the living God. Let's continue. Chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when we were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols and could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord. 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 No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And what are these gifts given, these charisms given, to build up the body of Christ? They are given not because I'm holy or because you're holy. They are given to build up the body of Christ. And there are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but the same God who activates all of them in everyone. Do you know that today? Do you know that it is God who activates all for everyone? To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Okay, the charisms are given for the common good, for the common good, for the church, for the body of Christ. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing, not only gift of healing, but gifts of healing by the one Spirit. Gifts of healing, do you know that today? To another, the working of miracles. Hallelujah. Let there be miracles that people hear and believe these words that I speak from the gospel. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. We'll continue with this tomorrow. I want you to know that you are loved with an everlasting love. I want you to know that Jesus Christ gave us Himself as the Blessed Sacrament, that what we eat is not a what, but who we eat at Mass is the Lord Jesus Christ, and He has given us Himself for the upbuilding of the body of Christ and for our own edification. How we need to be fed with the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord is calling back many people to come to Holy Rosary to receive the body and blood of Christ after they go to confession. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.